Jelaitapa and Anaknid on the stage of the Nationale and broadcast live on Nudafrique's Facebook page, Friday, February 26th at 8 p.m. More info at productionsnudafrique.com.
music from Joe Henderson, the title track of the album Mirror, Mirror, a composition by Chick Corea, heard there on piano with Ron Carter on bass and Billy Higgins on drums. We are celebrating the life and music of Chick Corea here on Jazz Euphorium on CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal. My name is David Rishpan. We're going to continue with more music of Chick with great saxophonists. This is the title track of Stan Getz's Captain Marvel, also a Chick Corea composition. This also features Stanley Clark on bass, Ayrton Moreira on percussion, and Tony Williams on drums.
Thank you.
That was the title track of one of Chick's earliest records, Tones for Joan's Bones, featuring Steve Swallow on double bass and Joe Chambers on drums. Before that, we heard Captain Marvel with Stan Getz on saxophone, Stanley Clark on bass, Ayrton Moreira on percussion, and the one and only Tony Williams on drums. This is Jazz Euphorium on CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal. My name is David Rishpan. We are celebrating the life and music of Armando Anthony Chick Corea, who passed on February 9th, 2021. On that Stan Getz record, Stanley Clark and Ayrto Moreira, as well as Chick, formed the core of the first edition of Return to Forever, which also featured saxophonist and flautist Joe Farrell, who we're going to hear on this next track, in the company of Steve Gadd on drums and Lee Gomez on bass. This is from one of Chick's many concept albums throughout the years, The Mad Hatter from 1976. And this tune has gone on to become a standard part of the common jazz repertoire. This is called Humpty Dumpty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from Chick's 1997 album Remembering Bud Powell, featuring Kenny Garrett on alto saxophone, the late Wallace Roney on trumpet, who we lost last year to COVID-19, Christian McBride on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. That was an original composition of Chick's entitled simply Bud Powell. Bud Powell was a major influence on Chick's playing and improvising, and Chick made space in many of his concerts to cover Bud Powell's compositions or tunes associated with Bud Powell. Before that, from 1976, we heard Humpty Dumpty from the Mad Hatter, featuring Joe Farrell on tenor saxophone, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Steve Gadd on drums. You are listening to Jazz Euphorium here on CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal. My name is David Rishpan. We're celebrating the life and music of Chick Corea. My first discovery of Chick was really through Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, but this was in the late 90s, early 2000s, when he was releasing quite a lot of records on his own imprint, Stretch Records, and his group at the time was a sextet called Origin, which featured the rhythm section of Avishai Cohen on bass and Jeff Ballard on drums. All three of those musicians continued to be a massive influence on my own music. We're going to hear what was called the Chick Corea New Trio, which was basically the rhythm section of Origin from the album Past, Present, and Futures. This is called Fingerprints, a spin on Wayne Shorter's Footprints. That was Chick Corea's solo piano rendition of Thelonious Monk's Monk's Dream from the Solo Piano Standards record from the year 2000 on Stretch Records. Of course, the music of Monk was a hallmark of Chick's records and concerts throughout all of the years, going back to a recording of Panonica on Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, up until every run he ever did at the Blue Note. He was one of many evangelists of Thelonious Monk's music and made no bones about being greatly influenced by both Monk and Bud Powell. Before that, we heard Fingerprints from the new trio featuring Avishai Cohen and Jeff Ballard from the album Past, Present, and Futures. That was a take on Wayne Shorter's Footprints. You are listening to Jazz Euphorium here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is David Rishpan. We are going to continue with our celebration of the life and music of Chick Corea. We're going to go back to that album, Like Minds, with vibraphonist Gary Burton, a longtime collaborator with Chick, Pat Metheny on guitar, Dave Holland on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. This is another one of those records from the late 90s, early 2000s that was very important in my own development as a jazz fan and jazz musician and as an acolyte of Chick Corea. We're going to hear one of Chick's compositions called Straight Up and Down.
Thank you.
We're going to close this edition of Jazz Euphorium dedicated to the life and music of Chick Corea with a composition by Brazilian multi-instrumentalist Hermeto Pascoal. This is from the album No Mundo dos Sons, from the World of Sounds, with his current quintet featuring André Marques on piano, Itibere Zwarg on bass, Fabio Pascoal and Ajorina Swarg on drums and percussion, and of course Hermeto on basically everything else, including what sounds like tea kettle and other little instruments. This is called Um Abraço Chick Corea, an embrace to Chick Corea. Chick Corea, thank you for everything you contributed to the world of music, jazz, and otherwise. Thank you for being a gracious spirit, always giving of time and energy and musicianship. We miss you dearly, and we will try to carry the torch in your name. Also, give people flowers while they're still here. Hermeto is very thankfully still with us and was just vaccinated for COVID-19. And we wish him all the best and continued musicality to come. My name is David Rishpan. This has been Jazz Euphorium on CKUT 90.3 FM. Stay at home, support independent music, take care of one another. I'll talk to you next time. Hermeto Pascoal, Um Abraço, Chick Corea. Thank you for listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Nud'Afrique et Groupe Banque TD sont fiers de vous présenter L'Afrique rencontre les Premières Nations en musique. Mim Africa, Jelly Tapa et Anna Chenille. Sur la scène du National et diffusé en live sur la page Facebook Nud'Afrique le vendredi 26 février à 20h. Pour plus d'informations, veuillez visiter productionsnudafrique.com.
Écoutez CKUT 90,3 à Montréal.
Ok, oh, merci beaucoup.